Well, in Oklahoma, teachers are continuing their walkout for a sixth day today with schools closed in many districts. They're fighting for more funding for education. In the last 2 weeks, state lawmakers have given the teachers a $6,000 raise on average, and bills that could add tens of millions of dollars a year for education are awaiting the governor's signature. The teachers say that's not enough. Sharon Reese is a special education teacher at Shawnee High School in Oklahoma. She's in the Capitol today. And Sharon, do you think you'll get what you're asking for?
I absolutely hope so, one way or the other. We have different avenues that the Oklahoma Education Association has put forth for the legislature that they can find the funds that they need to fully fund our classrooms and give our students what they need.
Which is what exactly?
I'm going to start at the very basic. We need textbooks. We have students across the state that the classrooms only have one set of textbooks, and in many, many cases, those textbooks are being held together by duct tape. We have textbooks in our classrooms that are older than 10 years old. We have textbooks in our classrooms that students can't even take home if they need that extra time at home to do homework. We have school districts that are out of paper. We have school districts that are out of staples. We do not have the basic needs that our students need to be able to learn. It is just stunning.
It does seem like lawmakers in the state, though, are willing or have been willing to work with teachers on this. We mentioned the raise and also some more money for schools. And by the way, it is not easy to raise taxes in the state of Oklahoma. Why is what they have done so far not enough?
I think really part of what we're looking at is we are looking at over 10 years that there has been reduction of classroom funding. Our classroom funding is down over $200 million over the past 10 years. We are at our breaking point. We are just tired of it, and we are standing up for our kids so that we can have what they need. This is just to get back to the basics of what we need in a classroom. It's not even working ahead. We need $200 million just to get caught up to where we should have been from the past 10 years of budget cuts.
But do you feel like lawmakers are on your side, that they want to find a way to make this happen?
I do. I think that they're trying very hard a way to make it happen, but there's also that point where they're not quite willing to cross it yet. And you mentioned that they have put millions in our classrooms beginning next year. They added $50 million, which I know sounds like a huge amount of money. That is not enough to buy one new textbook for every student in the state of Oklahoma. Mm. Not one textbook. I teach at Shawnee High School. We have a 7-period day. What book do we want to buy for my niece that's a sophomore at Shawnee High School? Do we want to buy an English book? What about a science book? We can't even buy one new textbook with the money that's been put into the budget for next year.
Now, we're talking about a $6,000 raise. What does that mean for a teacher in Oklahoma? It's one of the lowest paying states in the country for teachers.
Exactly. And let's talk about those teachers that are in their first, say, 5 years of teaching. That would maybe get them up to $36,000. They can still go across the border to Texas. They can still go across the border to Arkansas and still make more money. We need to retain those teachers that are in their first few years of teaching because we have an aging teacher population, and we need people to replace that. Oklahoma has now approved over 2,000 emergency certifications just this year. We can't keep certified teachers in the classroom. And unfortunately, that $5,000 raise for the first teacher and the average of a $6,100 raise, that's a great first start. But that's not even going to be enough. On our schools that are in border towns, they can drive 30 minutes and make $15,000 more a year. Or even with this new raise next year, $10,000 more a year. Our teacher programs at our colleges are suffering because people don't want to go into teaching because they see that, first of all, I can barely make an average living. You talk to most teachers in the state of Oklahoma, we have second and third jobs just to make ends meet. And that is ridiculous because when are we supposed to grade our papers? Well, we're kind of struggling on that because we're headed to our second and third jobs. So you're right. Oklahoma legislature this year did step it up and did give us a raise. It's sadly probably not going to be enough to attract new teachers to the profession and keep those that could stay in Oklahoma from going across to the border to teach.
I want to listen to the governor, the Republican governor, Mary Fallon, speaking with CBS News last week. Here she is.
Teachers want more, but it's kind of like having a teenage kid that wants a better car.
Now, the Education Secretary of the United States, Betsy DeVos, has also commented on the walkout saying, "I think we need to stay focused on what's right for kids, and I hope that adults would keep adult disagreements and disputes in a separate place." What do you say to these people who say the walkout is not the way to accomplish this goal?
Well, here's an interesting point. She's saying we need to keep focused on the kids. She's absolutely right, and that is absolutely what we are doing. We are here at the Capitol advocating for our kids so that they can have what they need in the classroom. So I can say that she's right. We are keeping focused on the kids and trying to get them what they need. Now, as for Mary Fallon and the comment she made about the teenagers with the car, that's gotten a lot of attention and got a lot of attention at the Capitol when she walked in because there were a lot of teachers shaking their car keys at her. And one of my favorite signs that I've seen talks about the teacher saying, yes, here I am, a greedy teenager wanting a new car, when how dare she say that when I'm driving my 98 Camry to school every day. So it's kind of hard to compare that to a teenager saying that a teenager wants to drive a BMW when we're driving 98 Camrys to work.
How long are you willing to continue this walkout?
We are here as long as it takes. I will tell you the interesting thing about this walkout is teacher-driven. The teachers are going to say when they're ready to go back to school and when they think that the goals have been met, the Oklahoma Education Association has set out that we think is appropriate funding. It will be the teachers that say when they are ready to go back to school.
That's Sharon Reese, who is a teacher in Oklahoma, one of the teachers now in the sixth day of a walkout. Sharon Reese, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, what do you think of the teacher walkout, especially if you're in Oklahoma? Let us know at hereandnow.org.